One cold winter morning, a fox was traveling through the forest in search of something to eat.
So very hungry,
he growled. And then he yawned.
I hardly slept a wink last night because of my grumbling stomach. Me awake. I just had to find something to eat today.
The fox plodded along in the snow. Sniffed the air with his sensitive nose, hoping to catch the scent of something delicious for breakfast. It was then that he chanced upon a crow sitting on the branch of a tree. And what really caught his attention was the large piece of cheese that the lucky crow was holding tightly in her beak.
I must get that cheese from the crow, thought the fox.
Set his mind to work inventing a clever plan. He sauntered up to the foot of the tree in which the crow was sitting. The fox smiled. Looked up admiringly.
What an enchanting creature you are,
he exclaimed.
How your feathers shine in the morning sunlight.
Looked down suspiciously at the fox,
and she did not return his greeting.
She kept her beak tightly closed on the cheese.
What splendid, graceful wings! You must surely be the most lovely crow I have ever seen. Thank you.
gently spread her wings as she listened to the fox's compliments. The fox continued,
"I know that such a wonderful bird like you should have a very lovely voice. If you could just sing one song, oh sweet crone, then I would hail you the Queen of Birds."
The flattering words caused the crow to forget all her suspicion of the fox. She wanted very much to be called
the Queen of Birds.
To prove she had a beautiful voice, the crow opened her beak wide, and she sang out in her loudest voice,
"Caw, caw, caw."
Down fell the piece of cheese right into the fox's open mouth. He swallowed the tasty morsel and then smiled up at the crow.
"Thank you so much for breakfast. It was delicious."
"You shall never be the Queen of Birds."